Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Coming up later in the show, you'll hear a portion of one of our candidate conversations, this one with Democratic Lieutenant Governor candidate Susan Montee. But first, we'll hear again from Columbia College political scientist Terry Smith, who's a regular contributor to the show. In this commentary, he has his predictions for November 6th.
The election is in 2 weeks. How are the races shaping up? Within the last few days, I talked to three very well-informed and thoughtful friends, a Republican from Columbia, a Democrat from Columbia, and a Democrat from St. Louis, and here's what they said. All three think incumbent Senator McCaskill will beat Todd Akin. I concur. She will win by at least 5 points. Republicans will regret not supporting Akin, even with all his troubles. This was definitely a winnable seat for them. All three think incumbent Governor Nixon will beat Dave Spence. None thinks it will be the blowout predicted by the polls. I concur, Nixon by less than 10 points. There's more consensus on the down-ballot races. All three see the incumbent Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder beating Susan Montee, even though he has been seriously outspent. The incumbent Democrat Chris Koster should beat Ed Martin for Attorney General and position himself well for a run for governor in 2016. The incumbent Democrat Clint Zweifel should beat his opponent Cole McNary for state treasurer. The advantages of incumbency. In the only statewide race without an incumbent, Secretary of State, the Republican Shane Scholer is favored to beat the Democrat Jason Kander. But if Kander wins, we could have Kinder, Koster, Kander in Jeff City. Closer to home, the incumbent U.S. Representative Vicky Hartzler should beat her challenger Teresa Hensley in the 4th District. The new 4th is a rural district that leans Republican, with Columbia being about the only area with a concentrated Democratic vote. Both local observers think incumbent state Senator Kurt Schaefer will be reelected over state Representative Mary Still, especially since Cooper County is now in the district. I concur and expect him to win by at least 5 points, making Schaefer the first Republican ever to be reelected to this Senate seat. Several local state representative races are interesting and still up for grabs. Former state Senator Ken Jacob is running against newcomer Caleb Rowden in a slightly Republican district. This one is too close to call today. In the other local competitive state legislative race, self-funded and heavy-spending Democrat John Wright faces Mitch Richards and should win in this Democrat-leaning district. All three observers think Proposition B, the cigarette tax, will win, but are not confident in their prediction, given the anti-tax fever in Missouri. Did last night's debate impact the presidential race? Only one thing for sure about it. It was better than the baseball game. Other than that, it did not change the dynamic of the race. Both candidates met their goals. Romney looked presidential enough, and Obama continued his recovery from the first debate. Now both campaigns will ramp up the grunt work in earnest, the get-out-the-vote drive. My two Democrat friends nervously think Obama will win narrowly. The Republican confidently thinks Romney will win. My pick? Obama will be reelected with between 270 and 300 electoral votes. A tight finish. This is Terry Smith.
That was a commentary from Columbia College political scientist Terry Smith. Here at KBIA, we've contacted the candidates in all of those state and local races Terry mentioned to book them for in-depth interviews in our studio leading up to November 6th. The interviews have already started. We're calling them Candidate Conversations, and we're posting the full-length interviews on KBIA.org. But we're also airing portions of the interviews here on KBIA during Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Here's my interview with a candidate trying to spoil that Kinder Koster Kander lineup that Terry mentioned. Former Democratic State Auditor Susan Montee is running for Lieutenant Governor against incumbent Peter Kinder. Specifically, what would you do in your role? I know you'd serve on a committee for if you were elected Lieutenant Governor. So what specifically would you like to do for seniors in Missouri?
Well, the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to restructure the office so that we are better equipped to deal with not only senior issues but veterans issues. Lieutenant Governor's office is supposed to be an advocate for both of those two groups. Currently, there's 5 employee spots in the Lieutenant Governor's office, and they're filled with a Deputy Lieutenant Governor, a Chief of Staff, a Director of Administration, Constituency Services, but they're all just general administrative spots. What we'll do is similar to what I did when I took over as state auditor, is I looked at the duties of the various close-in staff members. And I didn't have a deputy auditor. Instead of having someone else who dealt with the day-to-day work in the office, I intended to be there full-time and do the day-to-day work. So I would eliminate that spot in the deputy spot and an additional staff spot, and I would fill them with a person who is dedicated to senior issues and a person dedicated to veterans issues.
How else would your experience as state auditor serve you if you were elected lieutenant governor?
Being state auditor gave me insight into the way that the state works in a way that no legislative position or even another statewide office can do. I've dealt with not only these boards and commissions that we're talking about, but every single one of the state governmental agencies. So knowing where you set priorities and which things that you should go out and be helping the governor with, the experience that I have as state auditor has been invaluable to making those types of value decisions at the state.
And then going further on your resume, most recent position, you were the chair of the Democratic Party here in the state. What would you say to a person who typically votes Republican, who's considering voting for you, but then sees that you were the chair of the Democratic Party? What would you say to that Republican?
Well, I'm a proud Democrat, but that said, I've always had Republican support. And, you know, I'm a certified public accountant. I've been a small business owner myself. I've been had to make payroll. I have a viewpoint on things that is decidedly conservative in a fiscal way. So I believe we have to balance the budget. I think that you have to make things work within your means. But at the same time, I think that when you're figuring out how to balance the budget, you have to keep in mind that we should have safety nets for our vulnerable citizens. We should have unemployment benefits. Everybody should have access to the type of services they need in order to make us be a great state. So I have some views that are decidedly with the Democratic Party.
We'll be airing more of the portions of our in-depth interviews with local and statewide political candidates during Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Go to kpia.org to watch the full-length interviews with the candidates. Just search for Candidate Conversations. That's this week's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.